All right. Hey, guys. That's it. We're starting. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to another A Convo with Mo episode. It's your girl, Mo Diggs. And today, it's just the two OGs here. We chilling.
Hello. We back again.
We back again, baby. We back and we better. It's me and your favorite, Lawrence Green. Lawrence, say what's up to the people.
Hello, my beautiful kings and queens.
Oh, you know, we love a warm welcome. So today, you guys, today is a little bit less, it's more free-flowing, you feel me? Mm-hmm. It's a little, it's more spirit-led, you get me? Yeah, we talking about our walks today. We doing a spirit check, okay?
And spirit breakout.
Yes, come on, Pastor. Yes, sing it, Pastor. we doing a faith check. Some may say you could call it a spiritual tune-up. Some would say, but yeah, you know, we're here today. It's me and Lawrence, and you know, this is my brother in the faith, and we were just like, yo, let's just talk about, you know, like our walks and where we are and where we, you know, aspire to be, you know, and, you know, where we've come from and look at the beauties. Because I feel like sometimes in your walk, especially if you're doing life alone, which you shouldn't be, but sometimes, you know, you in a lonesome season. You're kind of like heavy on yourself and you kind of don't know where you've come from. You forget where you've come from and where you were and how much you've grown as a person because the characteristics of Christ become who you are, that you don't realize that, like, you're still a brand new person and you're still evolving and you're still growing. And so, you know what I'm saying? Today we're going to talk about our walk. All right. So, I mean, I guess I can start. No, you can start, Lawrence.
What's up? I'm going to talk about you for a moment.
I'm so weak. Oh, geez. This is not scripted.
That's not that weak. I really want to thank God for just you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because I think your consistency with A Convo with Mo and just like where it started from, like the original day that you told me
that I was gonna do
that
it.
You were gonna start doing podcasts. I was like, yo, I had nobody, like, this was like when it wasn't even that hot.
Yeah.
When this was when everybody and their mama didn't have no dad go
podcast. Literally everybody has a podcast. Which is fine. It's like, do your thing.
we love it all.
We love it all, you know.
But I just, because I had just started listening to like John Piper's like ex-pastor John or something, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, Mo, I listen to Pastor John. She's like, I don't know who that is, but I want to start a podcast. And I was like, yes, do it.
I'm so weak.
And it just, like, it started with just you in your apartment with your phone and being consistent. And here we are now where God has favored you to have a studio and have mics with a whole, like,
Yeah.
And I remember when you had, like, you invited me out and was just like, hey, you know, I finally got the studio, da da da, woo woo. I want you to come out. I want you to do it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, God. Like,
yeah. And that's one, because, you know, you guys don't know. So Lawrence is like, I mean, I always say this, like, Lawrence is my person. As far as, like, anything that I do creatively, this is my guy. I mean, obviously, you know, I have people that really support me, but Lawrence, oh my gosh, pours into me so much. And, you know, he's always, like, trying to get me to elevate. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't be wanting to elevate. And I don't know if it's the devil or what it is, but sometimes you just be, you know, just like, no, this what I have works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it was a lot of broken things in the convo with Mo, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I always am, like, striving to see myself the way Lawrence sees me. And I feel like I'm getting to a place where I'm growing professionally. And I feel like I know Lawrence would be proud of me. I know Lawrence. No, literally, it's like, I'm like, I know he would be, you know, like, excited to see me writing this script out. Because, ciao.
We used to just do it.
We used to just throw the mic on and just do it. And
like, I just came over here to eat lunch. She was like, let's do a pod.
Like, I don't, you, if you know me, you know. Wherever we at, whatever we doing.
In the car, on the park, in the job.
Yo, I've literally done podcasts in the car. Like, plenty. Like, plenty of your favorite podcasts have been done in a car. Like, it don't matter, acoustics or not. So, and especially if you've been here for all that, thank you. But yeah, like I was saying, I just, you know, watching the growth and just, I guess, having someone that, like you, that has supported me has been monumental. And A Convo with Mo has really been, like monumental to my faith as well.
Yeah.
you know, because it's weird. Like, obviously, you don't want your faith to be based in something that is tangible, because, you know, God is not, we can't feel God. And he's, you know, whatever. Not whatever, but you know what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. he's big and he's grand and he is our God, right? Boom. But I feel like God has used a combo and motor, like, keep me in checks and balances. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I make sure that I am, you know, constantly trying to, constantly in my word, constantly, you know, praying, reading, just, like, trying to, you know, edify other people while edifying myself, because I know that God has gifted me with this platform. Not to say that the only reason I do it is because of a convo with Mo, but it's something there that I know that, you know, God has given me this platform.
Yeah.
I don't want to bury my talents. I don't want to bury my, you know, my gifts. I don't want to bury all this stuff that he's given me. So let me make sure that I am, you know, keeping myself in check. Make sure that I'm not out here sneaking and geeking, because I know that I have listeners that you know, God has put in my hands, or, you know, God has given me, to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, they're getting fed and I'm not doing nothing too wild and then, you know, acting the opposite on my platform. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I really appreciate a convo with Mo for that. And I appreciate, I mean, obviously, all glory to God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yes.
All glory to God. For marvelous works. Dog, the first podcast we were with Zoe. I was with Zoe. Mm-hmm. It was me and Zoe. And shout out to you, Zoe, for listening. I was with Zoe in the bedroom. Just, I was like, Zoe, let's do this. I think the joint is still up. And I keep it up. Obviously, you're only supposed to keep your good work up. But I keep it up because it's so humbling. Because if you go listen to it, you could tell I was just like, okay, all right, I guess that's it. All right, bye, y'all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if there's freaking music. Like, and, you know, we've kept the same mm-hmm. tunes, the same
on
tunes.
And on and on.
So weak. And so, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, shout out to Combo with Mo. Shout out to Lawrence Green.
Yeah, and I think also, too, is I love the mission.
Yeah.
And the mission is having conversations worth having.
Yes.
And I believe, like, that time period in our lives, I feel like we had some of the best conversations that just weren't recorded.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That we challenge each other in the faith. It's like, okay, Ma, what are you reading this week?
Yeah.
You know, what? And like, I thank God for that time period, because there were definitely things in that time period where, although I was quote unquote older, or, you know, or something in that way, or like been saved longer or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you challenged my thinking, and we just would just have awesome conversations about God.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
it would just be lit.
I mean, there are moments where we've recorded and, like, afterward, I was like, ooh, deliverance. Like, I'm not playing, yo. Like, I don't know if you guys listening have ever felt that after listening to a Convo with Mo podcast, but, like, it'd be sometimes where we'd be talking and I'd just be like, oh my gosh, you devil, get out of me. Like, just like by hearing someone speak life, you just feel like, you know, like, this is a word. Like, this, you are speaking to me right now in this moment. Like, God is delivering a word to me. He's using my platform to, you know, preach back to me, to, you know what I'm saying, pour into me. And so a convo with Mo for me is therapy. Like, every time I get on this mic, especially when I'm around Lawrence, it's some people like Michelle, you know, everybody on this podcast is monumental. Like, if I'm on a podcast with Lawrence, Michelle, I know, like, Zoe has said some profound things on this podcast that made me be like, Brooke Majors, like, everybody just be, I be like, wait, oh shoot, you came to give me a word today. I didn't come for a word, but I got a word today. You know what I'm saying?
I'm full.
A fool, you know what I'm saying? Tenfold, okay. But so I'm very grateful for Combo Mo, and I'm excited for where it's gonna go. I feel like it's like, you know, we're just going up and up and up, and like, we're so thankful to you guys for listening, because, you know, where would we be without our listeners? I mean, I still be recording because I just like to talk. You know what I'm saying? I like to talk.
It's your gift.
It's my gift. You know what I'm saying? But where would we be without our listeners? You hear me?
I know. Now with a message from our sponsors. Do you like drinking tea? Do you? Sorry.
You're blowing me. That was really good. Yo, I need to get a. You know what? I'm not even going.
www.hottestoftea.com/thecombo to get your free subscription.
Yo, so let me tell you guys. Okay, so for the listeners that are listening to this podcast, so I'm not going to drop the date, but we looking at April for the live show.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm dropping secrets, y'all. We looking at April for the live show. You know, take the whole month off at this point. Don't even look for no dates. Just take every weekend off of April. Because we, yeah, that's what we looking at. April or maybe even March. Mm-hmm. But we looking towards April for the next live convo. So you know what I'm saying. If you taking vacations, take them in May. Because y'all, yeah, I'm saying take them in freaking February. Take them
March.
In March, January. Don't take them in April because I don't got time for you to be telling me you couldn't get your ticket. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We give you that hottest of the hottest of the hottest to see. But back to our fates, y'all.
That's what it'll be. I'll start with.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
I think for me, I think being in your 20s and just being a part of this generation, a lot of people deal with like anxiety.
Oh gosh, this is like a new. It's almost obvious. I don't want to say it's a trend to be insensitive because that's something that I deal with too. But I feel like it's like a major trend. We just found out this name and everybody's like everything. I mean, I'm not trying to discredit it because I know people really deal with it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying like it feels like, you know, this the name of anxiety has now, it's like, oh shoot, I got a name for the fact that I be feeling crazy. I'm about to use it every single time I feel kind of crazy. That's what I be doing. Shoot, I be having to tell myself, don't speak that over yourself, Mo. But you know what I'm saying? But whatever, anyways, Lawrence.
I'm so damn weak. But it's like just having the understanding. I preached a sermon a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you was preaching?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
And so at my dad's church, and my topic or whatever was trusting God and submitting to the plan.
Okay.
And so in my personal walk and lately of just understanding of who God is, I think for me, I was a lot focused on the love of God. Mm. I think where we came out of.
We needed it.
Yeah, we did, because it was very sin-conscious, yeah. Work-based.
Yeah.
And I was just anti-anything legalism.
Yeah.
So when I would hear people be like, holiness is still right,
yeah.
Or, you know, God is holy.
I would be triggered.
Yeah, I would
like,
cringe.
What you know about holiness?
And I had to realize that although that he is love, and all of these scriptures remind about all his love, and all these worship artists sing about his love, mm-hmm. that I had to also realize that he also too is holy.
Yeah.
That his love isn't just his love, but he is also is holy.
Yes.
And I had to, I've been taking this discipleship course with the UGLO organization, and we had learned that holiness just simply means to be morally right, to be pure, mm-hmm. to be unique, mm-hmm. and all those different things, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the basis. But for me, when I heard these things about God's holiness and understanding where he's coming from, that he's not pure, that he's pure and he's not evil,
yes.
and he doesn't have the ability to have an evil thought or
yeah.
do an evil thing towards me.
Yes.
The scripture in Jeremiah 29:11, when it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you,
mm.
a plan for your yeah. welfare or your good, not of evil,
yeah.
to give you a hope and a future."
Mm.
And so it's just like I can, in these time periods when I feel anxious or when I feel worried about what's going on in my life, I can trust in the plan that God, it doesn't have ill will towards me,
yeah.
or doesn't have an ill thought towards
yeah.
me. Why? Because he's holy,
yeah.
and that everything is working for the good.
Mm-hmm.
It may not always feel good, but it's working towards
the good.
Yes,
yes, yes.
And so, yeah, that's just my one of the aspects of just like understanding like the holiness
of God, yes,
of holiness of
yes,
God, and it's just
yes.
giving me a whole new perspective because it's just like God does not have beef with me.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
Like
wow, that's good. You heard it here first. He not beefing with you. You beefing with yourself.
Literally, and it's just like Jesus would not die on a cross, get
yeah,
beaten,
just
toe
to
up,
you.
Just to, and raise a resurrect.
Rick, the tomb was empty.
So
there wasn't nobody in the tomb.
Like he would not go through all of that just to be like, all right, so now suffer for no reason.
No reason. I'm not messing with you no more. And you proclaiming me, but I'm still not messing with you. And what?
And so it's just like understanding that everything that I'm going through or everything that is providing pressure is to conform me more to the image of Christ.
I think what I'm learning right now in my 20s as far as my faith is something that's I feel like God is trying to break is my ideology of what a good Christian looks like,
mm.
right? So it's kind of similar to what you're saying. What holiness is, what holiness looks, and holiness looks different on everyone, but it's all it is the image of God, right? Boom. And I'm kind of learning, because I'm a little bit hard on myself sometimes because I compare my walk and who I am as a person to other people, and it's natural, it's human nature. And when I do that sometimes, I get a little bit insecure because I'm like, dang, you know, sometimes I may slip up and say something a little too dirty, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe something that's not, you know, like publicly correct, but I don't think God is offended, if that makes sense. So I feel like right now in my life, I'm trying to figure out the balance of being myself and understanding that God is pleased while offending others, if that makes sense. So like, just because I offend what you think holiness is doesn't mean that I've offended my God. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that God is displeased with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not talking about, there's like obviously standards of holiness in the Bible that stand true. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, if I have an opinion on something that doesn't match yours.
Yeah.
But like, my understanding of it in the Bible is different than yours, right? That doesn't mean that I'm not holy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like there's like, because let me give
can,
it.
Can I give an example?
Yeah, give an example.
So for me personally, if I could use Foggy Raw.
Yeah.
I went to his concert this past Sunday, right? And I know that sometimes he gets a lot of scrutiny for his music, or people be like, are you still Christian? Right? And so I went to his concert, and I listened to all the other artists that was there, because he wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
And a lot of their songs was, as Toby Nwigwu would say, depression on repeat.
They were, those,
it was just like, I want to die.
Oh my gosh!
Put your light up if you want to die. If you're tired of that heartbreak, tell her it's over. You're done. Lock yourself in your room. Drink. Pop the pills.
And
die. And I'm just like, wait, what? And then Foggy Raw came out, right?
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm that dude. I'm popping. I look good. God is good. God is in my life.
Yes.
Like if you want to be like me, you need to get God because I'm popping. And I'm just like, you know what? You better be the light in this dark old place, because 5 minutes ago, I want to die. This man literally said, put your lighter up if you want to die. I said, wait.
I got to go.
I'm in the wrong place.
No, shoot. And so you sure Foggy coming out?
And so it was just like, it's like having that understanding that,
oh my gosh.
Sometimes, like some people's walk or like path that they're on isn't for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He may not be at no church service.
Yeah.
But he it's like, I believe that I pray that somebody, when they was there listening to those people who actually do want to die, like literally we're listening to the songs and they go home and they really want to go home and they want to die. But then they listen to Foggy. Bro, stop playing. And they listen to Foggy and they're just like, you know what?
It's not funny.
And it's like, I'm sorry, y'all. But it's just like, and they listen to Foggy.
Uh-huh.
And they just like, you know what? I want to be like that. Whatever he got, whatever joy he got, he's popping, he's cool, and he's talking about God, and it was lit.
Yeah, and it was uplifting.
It was uplifting.
Yeah, because we was.
And after that, I left because I didn't want nothing else contaminating my spirit.
So, okay, that's a great example. Like, just my walk, not looking like, you know, everyone else's, or the way that I am a light is not going to look like everyone else's.
Yeah.
And just being okay with being judged for that.
Yeah.
And I think that is where I am in my walk, in my 20s. And everyone is, and I think also another thing that I'm learning is, on the other end is, you know, me not judging other people's walks.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you are, you know, if you're in the pulpit and your goal is to be in the pulpit, or your goal is to be outside with a picket sign saying Jesus is Lord, who am I to judge to say they doing too much?
Yeah.
Like, how dare I?
Yeah,
you know what
true.
I mean? And so being on the other end it's like, oh, no, 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 that I could never do that. When it's mm-hmm. like, if God calls me today, if God came down here today and say you need to do that, or even if he whispers in my ear, you would go out there with a picket fence. I'm going to go out there with a picket fence.
Better pick up that marker and that piece of paper.
Yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying?
And proclaim.
And proclaim. I'm proclaim. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's and even I'm saying that, but like, am I? You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot.
Right. To be obedient.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of.
We barely want to get up and pray.
You know what I'm saying? I barely want to go. I can't even put my head up in my bed. I'm in my bed. Just lift your head up and pray. What are you doing? There's people out here with picket fences. There's people out here dying for the gospel. You can't even lift your head up. Come on. Yo. So I'd be like, you know what? Let me stay in my lane, because this is what God has given me, and it's enough for me. Yeah. You know, it's all I can bear. So let me make sure I can take on, and whatever God has given me, I'm going to kill it. God gave me a convo with Mo. He put in my spirit today, yo, let's do a little, you know what I'm saying, faith check, a tune-up, encourage everybody in their walk. We going to do just that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what we're doing, because even on the way here, we had an idea, and something in my spirit was like, yo, you should do this. And I was like, all right, let's see, you know, let me see. And it just happened to be that, like, everything just kind of worked out. So God's plan is very perfect. And here's, like, a quick testimony. I'm not going to share no details, but it's a testimony.
Okay, praise him. Yeah, so we'll praise him anyway.
We're going to praise him anyway. So, you know, I'm going through a lot of transitions right now in my life. And if you're like me, you know, you like to be in control. I like to be in control. Like, I like to know the next step. I like to plan, like, what's next.
Same.
And in certain aspects, a convo mode is not one of them. it's becoming one of them, though.
We thank God.
You know, so I like to plan. I like to make sure I know what I'm doing. I know what's going on in my life. And so there were some meetings that I had to take. Mm-hmm. First meeting didn't go well, and I was really, like, sick, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, dang, God, like, what's up? Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You telling me this is your plan for me, and you know what I'm saying? You're like, what's up? Like, I cannot be, you know what I mean, in this position for this long. And then, you know, I took the meeting, and the meeting didn't go well because the person that I had to meet, you know, they were busy or whatever, and they wasn't trying to take the meeting, right? So I come back to my job, and I'm sitting at the station, and the Holy Spirit's like, you need to go back to that office, and you need to wait there till that man walks in the room. And so I said, oh, okay, is this the Holy Spirit, or am I crazy? Like, why do I feel something? Like, you know, and sometimes those things that give you anxiety, like, I would have called that anxiety. Mm. Like, because my heart was tensing up.
Yeah.
And I could just feel like something was like, you need to go. But it was just the Holy Spirit telling me to go. So I packed my stuff up. I was like, you know, I told my manager, I was like, yo, I got to go. And he was like, all right, you know, flexible job organization. Thank you, Lord. That's a blessing in itself. But I got out and I went back to the office. Like, I left my job and I went to the office of the person that I needed to meet. Why I opened the door, I didn't know what the man looked like. Mm-hmm. Why I was the one that opened the door for him. And I, like, held the door open for him. He was like, oh, thank you, young lady. I was like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. And so I walked up to the office, and I was like, oh, I'm looking for, you know, Mr. So-and-so. And they were like, weren't you just here? And I was like, yeah, but, like, I'm back. And they were like, all right, well, and this man gonna walk in the door. He gonna be like, they was like, oh, there he is. I was like, oh, hi. He was like, hey, you just opened the door for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I showed in. And he was like,
that sound like a word.
Right. He just opened the door for me. And oh! I'm like, and you about to open the door for me. Okay. And so.
Allegory.
Yeah. And so, he was like, oh, come in to my office. Come sit in my office. I was like, yeah, you know, I've been trying to get a meeting with you. And he was like, yeah, come, let's talk, mm-hmm. what's up? And the meeting went so well, y'all. Like, I can't really tell y'all what everything that it was, but it went so well. And, like, basically, like, I got what I came for. I got more than what I even came for.
Wow.
And we just praise God because, like,
yeah.
It's just, like, God is just, he's faithful. He is so faithful. And even when we feel like we are, you know, we're not holding God down, he's always holding us down.
Yeah.
He's always holding us down. Everything is working for our good. He doesn't have plans to harm us. And this is not, like, a super prosperity message, but, like, I mean, God literally has plans to prosper us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, holiness is key to a place in heaven. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, love on God, love on his righteousness, get to heaven. But while we here on earth, he is so faithful to us, and he loves us, so, and we are his little children, and he adores us, and he, and you know, people be like, you know how he was just cooking, like, oh, you can't even pick up your head to pray. But, like, God loves even that little prayer that you prayed to him, because he knows your spirit is tired. He knows you're tired. Okay? God loves that worship session that you had in the car midday because you ain't want to listen to, I don't know, Megan Thee Stallion. You was like, okay, I'm sick of this Megan.
So damn weak.
I was talking to myself. It's like, I was playing. I was just playing. He's like, I'm sick of this Megan. Let me play some worship.
Put on Tasha.
Let me put on some Tasha. Where Tasha at? Let me put on some Tasha. So what's the girl's name? I just put her on my, I can't remember her name. Anyways.
Stephanie?
No, not Stephanie. It's another black woman that does worship. Carrie Shepherd.
Oh, Kiara Shear.
Whatever her name is. She be giving me lit too. She be giving me lit. Kiara Shear. I don't, you know, I wasn't raised in the church. I don't, but I've been saying for a while. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is, they God loves that worship.
Yeah, and I think
He desires
us to have that community. That's
yes,
that I've been learning. It's like just having that. God really wants to spend that time with you. I think there's some things that God only wants to like talk to you about and spend those times and those moments with. But I think like we forfeit those moments, and I think that's how anxiety builds up on us so heavily. Or like we're in those moments where we hear that small voice, and it's just like, well, I don't know. But it's just like when we take that time to really, you know, dig in our word and pray and just really commune with him, I believe that God, he speaks and he encourages and he lifts us up and he gives us the strength and the grace we need to do whatever he's asking for us to do.
Yeah, yo, praise God, man. Dang, yeah. And I think that, like Lawrence is saying, God desires that time with you. He loves the little things. And I think that's one of the best things. Shout out to Kalamba if you're listening to this pod. It was like a while ago. Like, and Kalamba was, I was like going through a tough time. Like, I'm so sad. I'm depressed. And she was like, well, you know, just pray. Just lay, sit there and worship and just think about God. And she was like, God cares about the little things.
Yeah.
You know, he cares about those little things. He cares about, you know, the fact that you want a relationship. He cares about the fact that, you know, he honors the fact that you, you know, you want this job at this radio station. He doesn't think it's vain. I know some people that think it's vain to ask God for things like money. And I'm like, no, that's not vain at all. Like, God knows you need money to live on this earth. You know what I'm saying? He knows what you need. He knows that you desire, you know, a car, that you need a car. He knows that you desire to be more holy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he cares about the little things. Like, he cares about that little sin that you're trying to stop. Like, that little thing that you think is irrelevant that you think he doesn't care about. He cares about all those things. He cares about, also, God is excited for our wins, too. Yeah. That's something that I'm learning. God, when we win, God is happy.
Yeah, because he's an investor in the win.
Ooh! Say that again.
Because he's an investor in
the win. Say it again. No, but actually, God is an investor in our wins, and he cares, and he...
Because it glorifies him in the
end. Yes. But that's another thing that I'm remembering, is not to forget to glorify him.
Oh, yeah.
Win.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't get prideful, because you will get knocked down.
Ciao. I'm telling you. I be like, you know what, Lord? I don't want you to ever see me and think, wow, this girl took everything that I gave her, and she ain't even gonna say glory to God like them rappers. You know what I'm saying? If them rappers who be doing Zam, Mollies, and Perks can get up there and say glory to God, and they could be like, you know what, thank you, God. I want to thank God. You can't even say, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
you got
real.
To give him the glory.
That's for real.
You gotta give him the. You gotta bring it all back to him. Every single thing. Like I'm talking about. Oh, you get an A on the test. Glory to God. You get a B on the test. Glory to God. You get a C on the test. Glory to God.
DFE.
Nah, the DFE might be safe, but that's not the point.
You better give him glory.
You better give him glory, cause you could not be in school right now. You better give him some glory, okay? Yeah. No, honestly, giving God the glory. Okay, ooh, I feel you, Holy Spirit. I know you here right now. I know you with us. giving God the glory, I think, knowing that God loves on you and cares about the little things, understanding that your walk is not going to be the same as other people. It's going to be different. It's going to flourish in different ways. You know, you're going to be attacked by Satan in different ways. Growing, I feel like when we were in college, you know, when we were younger, things like, oh man, I don't got no money on my card, I don't got no swipes. Mm-hmm. Those were like little wins that, you know, like little things that we would get attacked by or things like that. But they're big deals, you know. Then when you get older, it's like, you know, your son is sick. You know what I'm saying? And now you got to go to the emergency room. And like, I feel like as we're getting older, there are bigger battles because we've been saved longer. Yeah. And so like, we need to be prepared for those battles. You know what I'm saying? And we got to make sure that as we're getting older, we're not, We're forever in a mindset of, like, growing. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And, like, we're forever in a mindset of, like, okay, God, like, I need more of you. I need more of you because you're giving me more. Because as you're growing and as you're... The more you grow, the more God gonna give you. Mm-hmm. And the more blessings you get, the more attacks you gonna get. And that's just simple math.
I'm all of it.
You know what I'm saying? That's just algebra. And so, you gotta be prepared. You gotta be... In your word, you gotta, and even if you don't get in your word every single day, just be meditating on the little words that you have. You know what I'm saying?
And
God
I think
is
we
good.
Downplay it a lot.
Oh,
especially when you be in your bag and you just like, and somebody tells you go pray or go read your word, you just be like, but it's like that's really where the power lies.
And it's crazy because we don't even see. You know how sometimes you be like, you be so like you just don't want to pray so darn bad, like you that, I don't know about you, but some, I be dealing with not going to church. It don't even really be prayer, cuz I don't mind praying, but not I don't mind praying, I love praying. But like I don't be wanting to go to church. Yo, I'm talking about Jesse be like, son, get up, and I be like, huh, I don't want to go, I think I'm depressed. No, I'm not even joking. I mean, obviously I'm joking, but like, I be like, yo, I don't want to go. But like, every time I start feeling that, I be having to pray because I know it's like Satan just like, is it you don't want to go or is it me? Or you want to hang out with me? Either go to church or you want to hang out with me? So I just be like, yo, I know it's tough. I know it's hard. But, like, the more you don't want to do it, like, the more there's, like, a breakthrough on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like, the more you don't want to pray, that means that there's something that, like, Satan is trying to hinder you from getting. So you got to push through that. You got to push through that fight. And just, you know, say a little word. Ask God for help. Like, Lord, it's something as simple as, Lord, help me get to church today when you wake up. Or, Lord, help me. Pray, because I even before, like, sometimes when I don't be wanting to pray, even before I pray, I'd be like, Lord, you know I want to pray, can you help me through this? And that's what the Holy Spirit is here for. Yeah. That's what God let the Holy Spirit on this earth to help us with things like that, you know.
Yeah. And it's another two things that I think I want to leave is like, one thing that I understand about like communion, and if you think about like when we think about like the little, you know, communion cups or whatever that we, you know, drink every now and then mm-hmm. in church, and there's this we do it because it's in remembrance of God's, like, Jesus Christ's death on the cross and his body and his blood. But like, there's a promise that comes along with the communion when we remember him. And I think there's a scripture that I think we miss out on, and it says that Jesus will not drink from the fruit of the vine until I drink it new with you in heaven. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like it's a not only a remembrance, but there's a promise that Christ is literally in heaven waiting for me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know about how in the old days when nobody ate until the Father came home, mm-hmm. but it's literally backwards in heaven. God is literally sitting at the table and waiting mm-hmm. for us to come home. And so like every time you take that little bit of that cracker, that little bit of grape juice, and you remember what he's done, also remember the hope in the future, that he's waiting for you. And you don't even have to wait till you die to see him. He's waiting for you in your prayer closet. Mm. He's waiting for you in your car. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you when you open up your Bible. Yeah. He's literally waiting for you. He's waiting for you at church.
Because that worship.
Yeah, I'm so dead. We got right in the word. Yeah. He's like, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to come and commune with him and to talk with him.
Yeah.
And the second thing is like really submitting to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I think if Christ really is our Lord and our Savior, is really really giving up those things that really hold us back from knowing who he is, and taking us to the higher places that he wants us to go. Because sometimes God wants to prosper us.
Yeah.
But there's some things that we don't want to give up.
Mm.
And so it holds us back from being able to prosper us like he wants to. Like, he wants to help us with the business, but we won't write the plan.
Oh, shoot.
Like, he wants us to, you know, get the degree, but we won't study. You know,
oh,
he wants
us to coming down my lane. Oh, shoot.
He wants us to, you know, do all these things, but we won't submit fully to what God is asking for us to do.
Yeah.
And he has bigger and better and greater, but we won't let go of the old and the minute and the small for what God is trying to give us.
Yeah.
So just really trust God, trust the plan. I mean, that's what I've been learning. That's what he's been teaching me.
I agree. I concur with everything Lawrence is saying. Trusting in God, just not being so hard on yourself, taking it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Michelle Nemo, take it one day at a time.
Shoot, moment by moment.
Moment by moment, hour by hour.
Every hour.
Every
minute.
Every second.
We need you. Even every millisecond.
They're going to be like, we got to take this off the air.
So
it's like, nah, but
it's
like.
So 14 seconds?
Nah. Anyways. This is our last word to you guys. Just, you know what I'm saying? Love on God. Love on yourself. Love your neighbor. Take it easy. Take it one day at a time. You know, God loves you. God cares about the little things. It's important to know that he cares about the little things. We love you here at A Convo with Mo. You know, this is a safe space. So you guys can feel free to DM us. DM Lawrence at Kingston's Birthday. DM me at Mo Digga. I'm always here to talk if you guys want to talk about, you know, your faith or just have any questions. If I don't have the answers, I'll find somebody that does. We love you guys so much. And we're going to sign out, Lawrence.
Peace.
Make sure you guys follow me at A Convo with Mo. Subscribe. The page at A Convo with Mo. Follow me at Mo Digga on Instagram. Make sure you guys share this with your brothers and your sisters. An encouraging word for them to know that we are here. We love you. And God loves you and God is faithful. And we out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.